it's really a place for you to foster community and to grow and to talk with people, because you have a story to tell and your story is beautiful and it's amazing and people want to hear it. And that's the place where we can do it. And, you know, the more people you have listening, the more people you have contributing to that, the better it's going to be. And that's your ROI, is your engagement and your community.
Hey, Amanda Ross here, and this is where you should be if you are a woman entrepreneur who sells services and is working hard to build an engaging online brand. Today, we'll be talking all things Instagram with Jessica Ferrero, stuff like what the three biggest mistakes are people make when they start using Instagram, why you need to stop over-editing your photos, what shadow banning is and how to avoid it, how to get more Instagram followers by making the algorithm work for you, why you shouldn't use pods and what they are, and how to calculate the ROI on Instagram. Welcome to episode 22 of the Bee Snaps podcast. I'm super pumped to have you here with me. I'm excited to learn all things Instagram with Jessica Ferrero, not only because she knows her stuff, but quickly growing her account to over 13,000 followers, but also because she's only like 40 minutes away from me. This is finally where I have a guest that I didn't have to force to wake up super early, and I didn't have to force them to stay up super late. It was great to have somebody on my time zone. So that was really awesome. Plus, of course, she knows what she's talking about. She shared a ton of tips on what you should do and what you should not do to build your Instagram audience. I shared with her a little mistake that I made where I crazily, I don't even know why I did this, but you know, I guess it was late at night. My brain wasn't working too well. And I was like looking online. I was like, oh, look at this. You can like buy Instagram followers. So I did. It was like $10. And that's why it was so intriguing. I was like, $10 for 500 followers or whatever it was. And I bought them. And then all of a sudden, all these people were following me. And then I looked at my stats and it said they were all like in Brazil or something. And I was like, oh my God, what have I done? So literally, I kind of left it for like a week. And I was like, okay, this is weird. And so I went in and I went through and I deleted all of them, deleted all these followers. So I had this account of like, I don't know, it was like 1,300 people following me. And then it went and dropped dramatically after I spent hours deleting all these people. It was a big mistake. Do not do this. It was a terrible mistake. And all the time I wasted. And now my followers are like less than 400 because I spent tons of time. I think I probably deleted people that maybe actually authentically followed me too, but I just was like, I don't know who you, I don't trust it. Everybody's got to go. So we talked a little bit about that as well. So she actually is the founder of Innate Studios, a social media agency that helps grow your digital presence, where they specialize in creating a strategy to grow your channels in a sustainable way with real followers, real people, no bots. And before we get into it, I just want to remind you of a couple things. A, I need you to subscribe to this podcast. The only way that you're going to know that I'm pushing out good stuff is if you know that I'm pushing out good stuff. The only way you're going to know is by subscribing, because then you'll be notified. You know what I'm saying? The other thing I need you to do is rate and review. I would love for you to just take a minute, head over to iTunes, log on there. I know I'm asking a lot. I know it's a pain in the ass. You're like, dude, I'm on my phone. I hear you. Take a minute. Put a reminder in your calendar for the next time if you're in front of your computer, or if you can log into iTunes on your phone, and just give me a little review. Do you like what I'm giving you? Give me some feedback. I'd love to know maybe what other topics you'd like to hear from me. Maybe there's somebody specific you'd like me to get on the show. Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to do what I can to help you out and make sure that I'm, you know, covering what you need in terms of online business and just focusing and, you know, getting shit done. So let me know. I'm super grateful already because I know you're going to do it. So I'm super grateful for you going ahead and doing that review for me. The other thing is I want you to head over to Bee Snaps, the Facebook group where I'm going to be live this Thursday, 10:30 a.m. Eastern time. I'm going to talk about some really big concerns that are happening in social media right now that I really think we need to address. And what you can do to sort of look at this and bring those people into maybe your own membership site rather than relying on these other social media platforms where you don't own this stuff. Okay, so own your membership site, bring your people there where you get to control everything. We're going to talk about that. Another thing to note is that the next couple of episodes, because it is the holidays, we are coming into the Christmas season. 1 week from today is actually Christmas Day. So the next few episodes are going to be a little bit lighter. They will not be with guests. They will just be me pushing out some knowledge. They're going to be, I don't know yet what they're actually going to be. I haven't planned ahead. So we'll see what we come up with. But I will be pushing out an episode still on Christmas Day. I will still push out an episode. But the next couple will be just me giving you some ideas and tips and about things that I think will matter to you. All right, let's get into Instagram with Jessica. So guys, I'm super excited today. I feel like I say that every single time I start these podcasts. Hey guys, I'm super excited, but I am always so excited to have all these amazing guests we have on. And today we're talking to Jessica Ferrero, who is literally like around the corner basically for me. I'm in Hamilton, Ontario, and she's in Toronto, Ontario. So it's really exciting to finally have a Canadian on my podcast. Yay. What's up, Canada? Jessica is a social media maven, and she sort of helps all of her clients sort of focus and get things done so that their social media is really impactful to their target market. So Jessica, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
It's amazing. So Jessica, the way that I always start this is that I want you to give me the goods. I want you to tell me the whole story. How did you get to where you are? We were already talking about it, but now I want you to tell my people how you got to where you are. How did you get going on all this?
I love to, because this is probably my favorite subject, which
Yay.
Is me. It has been a long and crazy journey getting to where I am today. And, you know, if you had asked me last year if I thought that I would be owning my own amazing, booming agency, I probably would have laughed at you. but here I am. So I started in digital marketing a number of years ago. I don't want to age myself, but I started a long time ago in digital media buys, and I was working with a toy company for quite a long time, and we did amazing things. We had, you know, amazing products that we were talking about and launching, and had unique challenges, and, you know, it's really difficult to talk to kids under the age of 13 on the digital side of the world because they're not technically supposed to be on social media. So
yeah.
It's pretty tricky. We had those kind of unique challenges and we killed it all the time. I had a team of about 5 people who were in that were in the marketing team. And that ranged from communications to PR to TV and traditional media buys to just me and one other person doing social media and digital media. And, it was a lot of work and it was really demanding and I loved it. And then I had to kind of transition out of that spot. I had reached basically where I was going to be with that team and it was amazing and it was so sad to leave. And I transferred to another company here in Toronto and was rebranding them and was bringing their product, which was actually kind of funny. It was a yarn company.
A yarn company?
And we were bringing that to a millennial. Yeah, yarn. Like
sewing, like fiber. Like as in like you're going to knit a sweater.
Yes.
Okay.
So we were like, how do we rebrand this so that millennials are excited about it? And that was a big challenge. And I ended up leaving that company not too long ago, actually, to start Innate Studios, which is my social media agency.
So interesting, too. Like when you talk about that when you were with that company, it was like crazy busy. You loved that, right? Did you thrive off sort of a little bit of chaos?
Yes. And I always look at these things like puzzles, you know, like stress and chaos.
Yeah.
It's just a puzzle. It's how is your brain going to interpret that situation and how can you rearrange it so that it's less stressful and so that, you know, you're not looking at it as a whole, but breaking it down into different pieces and then creating the picture that way.
Right. Oh, that's very cool. Yeah. I totally hear you. I am the very same way. Like chaos for some reason is my happy place.
Yeah.
In my past, I worked at an IT education consulting company and I led the international marketing team. So we did a lot of things for about 6 years and it was crazy all the time. And I loved that. But I also love being able to put my stamp on things and be creative and really go outside the box. I feel like we're very similar. We're like kindred spirits.
Oh, I love that. You know, I love that phrase kindred, because most of the people I do end up working with, I feel like there is that kind of kindred, innate connection.
Yes.
And I don't like working with people I don't have that connection with. I just think it's way more fun. And, you know, there's so much more room to grow when there's that fun connection. I love it. Yes.
Yes. I 150,000% agree with you. Because the worst thing is when you work with somebody and you're like, this sucks. Like, I am not digging this. And it's like really shit. And the reality is there are so many amazing people in the world that you do not have to work with jerks. You don't have to.
And you don't have to socialize with them either.
No.
You know? And I think I hate saying this, but as I get older, there's more of a realization that I own my time. And it's not fair to me or the other people that I'm with if I'm socializing and spending time with people that I don't enjoy and that don't enjoy me.
Yes.
You know? So I keep my circle pretty tight but close, and they are just – I have some of the most amazing people in my life.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Having good people are amazing. And you know what? The reality is I always say to people all the time, you know what? There's nothing wrong with that person. There's nothing wrong with me. They just aren't my people.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. That's it. It's not, they're someone else's people, just not mine.
Exactly. Yes. So. And then there's nothing wrong with that. You know,
no.
I totally understand that I'm not everyone's dream person, and that's fine.
Yeah.
That's totally fine.
Yep.
Yeah.
For sure.
And
that's
awesome. I mean, to be honest, like, that was a huge factor to me wanting to leave my last job. Was I just wasn't on the same level as the people I worked with, and not that, you know, they performed better, they did better than I did, because I was returning 197% engagement rates year over year. It was more, you know, we don't jive. You know,
yes.
There's something about our like level of vibrations or whatever plane that, you know, we're on that is just not jiving. And that's totally okay, because they were a very close-knit team. And I wished I could have been more like them, and I could have, you know, been a little bit closer with them. But it's just there was something that was preventing us from being really together and to, you know, being each other's people.
Yeah.
And it was really tough. It's hard when you feel like that.
It's totally hard when you feel like that. Yeah. It's, and you start questioning, like, is it me? Like, is there something wrong with me? And there's nothing wrong with you. It's just, the connection's just off.
It's just not there.
It's just not there. That's it. That's so funny. And so now, you are here today to give us some insights into the lovely, beautiful world of Instagram.
Yes.
So talk to me a little bit about Instagram itself and how you sort of decided to make some changes in your own Instagram and sort of your plans here. How did you sort of even decide that Instagram was a thing you wanted to spend your time on?
So that's a really funny question, because at first it wasn't. You know, when I first got Instagram, I was, like I mentioned earlier, I was just posting pictures of like my half eaten sandwich and being like, ah, so yummy.
Yeah.
And getting like maybe one or two likes, you know, or like a picture of my dog and being like, isn't he the cutest? And then getting like maybe one or two likes. And it wasn't until I was at the toy company where I was learning all of these really creative and unique ways to increase your engagement, and really what engagement on social media can do for a company and can do for a brand. So I started to kind of apply these things to my personal Instagram, because I was like, no one's going to care if I'm getting like one or two likes on my dog pictures. You know, no one's going to care if I'm experimenting there. No one's going to see it. And I was wrong.
Right.
More and more people started seeing it, because, you know, certain tactics just work. And as Instagram has grown and changed, it's been like a fun little puzzle for me to kind of figure out and understand. It started as really just a means to get better at my job. And then it kind of took it off and had a life of its own. And now I'm working with a few companies and a few brands on my personal Instagram, on Jessie Hart, and I'm promoting them and talking about it on my feed and talking about it, all the things that I'm really excited and passionate about.
Right.
And then I'm taking those practices and those principles and I'm applying it to companies I work with my agency. That's just become my life. And I mean, Instagram is this really beautiful visual, a stunning place where you can go and see these absolutely fantastic pictures and images. And you're like, oh my God, this is real life.
Yeah.
People live like this. Well, no, they don't, but they're really good at marketing themselves. And right. It's interesting to see, you know, even looking at the Jenners and the Kardashians of the world and being like, I can take those pictures, no problem. I can get the same engagements, no problem. I mean, you can't get maybe 7 million, but yeah, I can get you to a level where people are recognizing you and buying into the brand that you support.
What are sort of like when you're starting to help people, what are like the common mistakes that you see some people doing?
Oh, there's a few. So some of them are over-editing their photos.
Right. What does that mean, over-editing? So, like in Photoshop, or are they doing it within the Instagram app?
So it's like, you know, do you know what Facetune is?
No. Like I've heard of it.
It's an editing app. So you would take it on your phone and then you can, you know, smooth out your wrinkles or you can add like a nice filter to it that softens, you know, the glow, the light glow, or you can add like a focus and then pull and shape your body that way. And I think one of the biggest mistakes I'm seeing is that people are over editing their photos so much that they're almost not recognizable to the actual person. And that's, to me, I mean, like, we want to see your face. We want to see your beautiful face.
Right.
So let's keep that a little bit more natural and people will respond to something that's a little bit more relatable. So I think that's my first one. My second one I would say is an incorrect hashtag strategy.
Yeah. Talk to me a little bit about hashtags on Instagram.
Yeah. They're tricky because you can use one that you think is totally innocent, and the next thing you know, you've been shadow banned, which just means that Instagram is holding back releasing your photo to the greater Instagram universe because they want to make sure that your content is actually within their guidelines.
Oh, really? So how? So that happens because you use a hashtag?
It can. You can use a corrupted hashtag by accident. You can sometimes using the same hashtag over and over will support or will subject you to being held back a little bit. So if I'm constantly using hashtag Toronto or hashtag the greatest, you know, those posts might get flagged a little bit and I might see lower engagement on those photos. So what I would say is when you're using hashtags for your pictures, think of something that is very relevant to them. Right. So don't cast too broad of a net. Keep it pretty relevant. So if you're taking a picture of the CN Tower in Toronto, definitely hashtag CN Tower. Definitely hashtag Toronto. You know, but don't go hashtag Drake, hashtag, you know, Front Street, hashtag downtown. Like all when it gets too broad and too kind of out there, I think that's when you start to lose things. So keep it very relevant to the picture and to your caption.
And so do you subscribe to the whole max out your hashtags, put in 30 every time?
I experiment with that because sometimes I do see a little spike and then sometimes I see a dip. So I think that there's a few factors there. And I mean, with social media, it's all about who's watching and when. So if you're talking to a younger crowd, I feel like they do tend to use a lot more hashtags. And if you're talking about an older crowd, they might be like, oh my God, this is so spammy.
Right.
So, so it's funny, but, again, you know, you can use as many as you want. And I think as long as they're relevant and as long as they tie back to your caption and your picture, use however many you need. I would say probably let's not go more than 10 hashtags. That's quite a bit.
Oh, okay. So that's interesting. And do you recommend, like that they research hashtags? Like, should you be like spending time like researching or should you just be kind of using the ones that Instagram sort of gives you as you start typing?
So the way that Instagram provides their, their hashtags is when you, so if you start typing, say dogs of Instagram has millions of hashtags because people, that's the first one they think of when they're thinking like, oh, I'm going to post this really cute picture of my dog. And then maybe the account dogs of Instagram will pick it up. But, I would say when you see something that has too much or a really high number of hashtags or units behind it, so like the units of pictures behind that hashtag, I would go a little bit lower. You know, and you can follow hashtags, so you can see what is being posted, and if your content is similar to that hashtag, then yeah, go nuts with it. But I would say I like to keep my engagement a little bit tighter. So instead of saying hashtag dogs of Instagram, I might say hashtag Rottweiler puppy or hashtag, and I would see like whatever is closest to the number of people I'm assuming are going to see the post. So if there's a hashtag that has 27 followers, I might use that one instead of the one that has the really, really high number. And that's just because I think more people will end up seeing it when you have like that lower number of followers to that group.
Right.
Having said that, we do want to cast, we do want to post these pictures so that lots of people can see them. So that engagement comes in a little bit after the post.
Okay. And so what other mistakes are you seeing?
So the over-editing, the incorrect hashtag strategy, and then I think my third one is I think there's a misunderstanding of the Instagram algorithm. So people have joined these like and follow or like and comment pause, or they do that follow for follow thing on Instagram, and that actually really kills your engagement. A lot of companies that if you're looking to be an influencer, a lot of companies can tell if you're part of these pods. There's a simple tool that just allows them to put in your handle, and they can see your organic engagement versus what's coming from something that they might consider a pod or purchased followers or purchased likes. So I think that's the biggest and my third kind of mistake that I'm seeing.
Right. And so what you mean by that, because a lot of some people may not really understand what that means. Yeah. If they're just getting started on Instagram, just explain to people what that means, these pods. Like how do they, it's like they're in Facebook groups or something like that. They're like, okay, everybody, let's all follow each other. Right. Is that kind of what
exactly
you're talking about?
Yeah. Yes. And you know, I think the biggest mistake with that too, is that what ends up happening is these people are so desperate to get their follower count up that they're not necessarily looking at the quality of the accounts. And I mean, there can be some beautiful accounts out there that just have a couple hundred followers, and that's fine. But what I mean by the quality of the accounts is, you know, if I'm a fashion and beauty blogger and I'm looking to increase my engagement, so I go to a pod and it's all mommy bloggers that talk about, you know, their frustrations with child rearing, health and nutrition for kids. You know, and they're talking about a very like mommy centric topic. That audience is very different than the audience I'm going for. So there's that disconnect between content, and that's a big mistake. So we want to look at people who have, you know, a similar expression style as you and a similar interest as you. So these pods on Facebook, they usually start on Facebook. They're like, okay, you know what? Anytime someone posts a new picture, send us the link. Every person in this pod has to go to that picture. They have to like it and they have to comment. And that's where, you know, you start seeing the same 12 people commenting on every single post. And it can get a little bit repetitive, and it's not organic. It's you telling someone to like your post, as opposed to someone happening upon your post and being like, oh, wow, this content, I love it.
I know that people, and myself included, I did something really stupid because I was just so curious. I do dumb things sometimes. I'm like, that's so interesting. Really?
What happens? We all do. Yeah.
and so I bought 500 followers.
Yes.
Which I've gone through, just so everyone's listening, I went through one by one and deleted every single one of them. I was at like 1,300 followers or something, and I went through, it took me hours, but I was like, I do not want these people following me. It was a mistake. So it's now okay. I think I'm way back down to like 400 or 500 followers. Like, it took me a long time, but I deleted all of them because it was so dumb. I just was like, really? Because it was like $10 or something.
Yeah.
I was just so curious. And so it was a really stupid mistake. But lesson learned, don't do that. Don't do that. Anyone listening, don't do it. Talk to me though. Why does that happen? Why? I know why it's a bad idea, but I want you to tell everybody why it's a bad idea.
Yeah. I mean, it's so tempting, right? It's so tempting. It's this easy overnight way to boost your follower count. And, I mean, when I first found out about this, I was so naive too. I was like, oh my gosh, you can, like, you just give a company, you know, a couple dollars and then you can get all of these followers, and these followers are going to like and comment, and they're like real people. And that's not true. So they're fake accounts, or they're what we call bots. And it's just, it's a bad idea because it's, one, it's not organic. And when I say organic, I mean, it's not real people finding you and loving everything that you have to say.
Right.
And two, Instagram can also crack down on that. And then your account gets flagged for not following their guidelines. Right. So we want to make sure that you're safe, that, you know, you don't have to worry about the content you're posting getting flagged, because now, you know, Instagram has looked at your account and been like, oh, girlfriend bought too many followers, so let's shut her down.
Right.
And that's really scary for a business. I know one of my absolute favorite accounts just got shut down because Instagram thought that there was bot activity going on in his account. And he's like, no, I just post a lot.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's really funny. I mean, it's not funny. He had over 100,000 followers and he had a great community of people, and it was a very positive community there, but we're trying really hard to get it back.
Wow.
I digress.
But
it's not real engagement. Right. So it just feeds into the vanity number of followers, when really what we should be looking at is engagement. Engagement is going to be our favorite word, because it's the number of people who look, like, comment, and come back to your content.
Like, I've seen this also happen where people will like follow you and then you follow them and then they unfollow you. This is like a strategy or something that people do. I do not do this. I don't even have I don't have the time or patience to be doing stuff like that. So
like, who's got the time? Who's got the time?
I don't get it.
I don't know. These people, I want to know what they do, because if you have the time to just sit on Instagram and go through and follow all these accounts and go back and figure out who they are and then unfollow them.
Yeah.
Like, you got to have the best job ever.
Yeah, it's crazy, eh? But why do the followers fluctuate so much?
Part of it is because there's a follow unfollow. Mm-hmm. Part of it is because Instagram is cracking down really hard on fake accounts.
Mm.
So by no fault of your own, you may have some bots commenting or following your pages. And that's just because of how these bots are designed. You know, it's... I think some of them go through keywords, so they'll just like kind of find you that way, and then you'll see this comment says, "Hey, we love your account. Follow us and get 100 new followers." So Instagram's cracking down on that stuff.
Right. Okay. That's good. That's good. I'm glad they are. I think social media really needs to really look at themselves a little bit more anyway. So that's good.
Yeah. And so I do think it's a combination of people trying to get more followers by doing the follow and follow. And then it's people that aren't real people that are being taken down. It can even be, you know, some people just leave because they don't love the content you're posting anymore. And
right.
I hate saying that, but
it's true. You got it. It's the truth. Speak the truth, girl. It's the truth.
Yeah. What's the tea? People don't always love their content.
Yep. That's so funny.
But, I mean, I see it all the time on my personal account. I'll sometimes fluctuate between, you know, 14,000, and then I'll look down and they'll say it's, you know, 13.8. And I'm like, how do I lose 200 followers?
Yeah, what?
And then I'll look back again in a few days and it's back up to 14. So it's just, it's always constantly moving.
And so explain to everybody what the difference is between the feed, stories, and IGTV.
Yes. Okay. So your feed is, I think, where people go to post their very curated content. So, you know how on Facebook you go in right after the holidays and you see like, oh, look at my new engagement ring. We got a new car. Look at this new house. And everyone's showing off and just presenting their best self. That's what your feed is. You are presenting your best self in your most authentic and not too silly voice. And you are, you're just telling people about you. And you're telling them about you in a really beautiful way.
Right.
So your feed, your stories are you being completely organic. You are just picking up your phone, talking into your camera, taking a picture of your dog, you know, taking a picture of your disaster lunch that you made, or, you know, talking about, you know, your awful hair day, you know, like you're being a little bit more real mm-hmm. and you're humanizing your feed a little bit that way. I feel, I like this analogy. I like that, you know, your feed is like you as a model. Your stories are you as a real person behind the scenes. And then your IGTV is kind of a combination of both. It's you it's Instagram allowing you to have a longer form of a story. So you can post an unboxing video and really voice your true opinion. You can, take a short video of you cooking dinner and not have it broken up so much as it would be in your stories.
Right.
You know, and it's the stuff that people want to see that you don't have enough time to do in your stories that doesn't necessarily fit in your feed, but it's something that still belongs to your overall messaging.
And so do you use any tools?
It's a lot.
Sorry?
It's a lot of stuff.
It is, you know, and Instagram has always been sort of the little one. I've always thought of it as like the little platform, not little in terms of reach, but little in terms of like Facebook has got, you know, everything you can imagine is happening over there, where I feel like on Instagram, it was always just like this little news feed. And that's all you had to do was go and post a picture. And now they've got the stories and now they got the IGTV. And I'm like, uh-oh, here we go. Something's going to happen here.
Oh, I know. 2 years ago, that's exactly what it was. And that's when I saw that huge boom in my engagement and my follower count was, you know, 2 years ago when it was just a little news feed where people wanted to see cute pictures.
Yes.
And you know, you could really kill it super, super easily. And then Instagram caught on to us.
Yeah, exactly.
And they were like, no, this is too easy for you.
Yeah, I think that's probably when Facebook bought them. Started making some changes.
So many changes, but change is good.
Yeah, change is good. And so do you use any tools for this?
I do.
What do you use?
So in terms of planning and scheduling, my absolute favorite app is called Planoly. It's Planoly.
Yes.
They do have a free feature. So you have you can use it for free if you're just managing one account.
Right.
And then they have paid services as well, which I use for my agency. But it is an Instagram preferred partner, which means that you will not get flagged for using it to Ooh. Post to Instagram.
Fancy.
And it can auto post for you.
Nice. Yeah, I actually did use Planoly for a little bit. It's just that I'm lazy on Instagram. I really have to do better. That's why I wanted to understand it more. It's like, yeah. Honestly.
And that's honestly why I'm here is because it's so much fun to be on. Like you can see the cutest pictures. You can see like the best little videos of these dogs playing in the snow or, you know, foxes as pets. And, you know, you get really caught up in the feed of it and you other people's content that you kind of forget that like you can contribute. It's
right.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I got something to say too.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And so is Planoly really the only main tool you use?
In terms of posting and scheduling, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do edit my photos using Lightroom because it allows you to save presets. And presets are, it's like when you edit your photo and you change the contrast level and the light level and the shade level and you can, you know, introduce a little bit more color to your feed that way. You can save those those changes that you make to a photo and apply those changes as a filter to another photo.
Oh, cool. And now Lightroom, is that an Adobe product?
It is, yeah. Yeah, and it's super easy to use. I learned it in one night, just kind of futzing around and figuring out what looked nice on a photo. And then I was like, this is super easy.
Easy is good. And is it an app or do you use it on your computer?
They do have an app version, but I prefer to use it on a computer.
Gotcha.
I'm a little bit old school too. Like I'm a millennial, but I'm an older millennial. Mm-hmm. So I prefer something in front of me as opposed to on my phone.
Yeah, me too.
For editing.
Me too, girl. I hear you.
Yeah.
I am the same. And so tell me what the ROI is on Instagram. Like, I know a lot of people are like, you know, I feel like it's so much work and like there's all these people, all they do is like, but nobody ever like clicks my links. Like nothing ever happens.
Yeah. It's tough because when we look at ROI, there's a few things to factor in. You know, what's your goal?
Right.
Is your goal to get more followers? Because if that's strictly your goal, then, you know, just go ahead and buy your followers because they don't mean anything anyways.
Right.
You know, you have people that follow and just like, and you're like, girl, like just hit the, give me an emoji. Just throw me a bone here, please. And then you have, you know, your goal is to get an overall boost in engagement and that eventually will turn into more followers and a more robust community. So what I like to say is a time investment that pays off. And if you don't have the time to invest, you can call me and right. I'll do it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can, when you look at it that way, you know, it's a community. It's a place for you to communicate with people. It's not necessarily a place for you to sell to people. But you can, and I know people do make sales from affiliate links, and I am one of them. I do make sales from affiliate links on my Instagram and YouTube, but it's really a place for you to foster community and to grow and to talk with people because you have a story to tell, and your story is beautiful and it's amazing, and people want to hear it. And that's the place where we can do it. And, you know, the more people you have listening, the more people you have contributing to that, the better it's going to be. And that's your ROI, is your engagement and your community. So it's very intangible if you think about it. You know, there are numbers behind it, but it's almost a little like, it's almost more of a feeling.
Yeah. I like Instagram. I understand Instagram. It's fine. I'm always a person that's looking at the results, right? And I'm always like, you know, if I spend an hour on Instagram, is my hour better spent somewhere else that I'll get a better ROI?
Yes. And so, you know, that's what you have to look at is, you know, what specifically is your goal? Is your goal to create a bigger community that is following you? Because if that is, then there's simple things that we can do to help foster that growth.
Right.
You know, is it to just get more likes on a picture? Because there's simple things we can do to get that too. But it's a huge time investment, especially up front, because, you know, you have to take all the pictures, take all the videos, then you have to edit them all down.
Yeah.
And you have to schedule them. And then you have to think of content, or, you know, your captions.
Yes.
And then once you post, that's when more work happens.
Right. And that, how many times do you have to post?
It's fluid. So if you're just starting out, I like to say twice a week.
Okay.
If you're a little bit more established and, you know, you have a good community where people are kind of waiting for your content and you see a big spike when you do post, let's do 3 times a week. Let's do 4 times a week. Let's get them waiting and just, like, so excited for your stuff to come out.
And, okay, so actually I'm looking at the time here. We're going over. So
I'm sorry, I love talking.
I know, it's totally okay. And I love hearing about it. So it's both of us. but let's shut it down. If people want more questions, then you tell us where we can find you to ask you more about Instagram.
Yes, I am on, I'm on Instagram.
Yes.
As innate.studios. That's my agency's Instagram handle. If you want to follow me on my other personal account, that's Jessie Hearts, and that is JessieHearts. I post every single day, or sorry, no, that's a lie. I post 3 times a week on my Innate Studios platform, and I love hearing questions because I also do shout outs in my stories where I can go in and answer those questions.
Oh, fantastic.
So yeah. So hit me up there. My website is, oh gosh, I always get this one confused because I have like 4 websites on the go right now.
That's so funny. But you know what? I'm going to include all the links in the show notes too. So if you get it wrong, we'll just make sure everybody clicks the link.
Amazing. So click the link, but it's also innatestudio.co. So
okay.
.co.com. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Amazing. Now, Jessie, is there anything coming up for you? Is there like any downloads that we can get? Any freebies? Tell me.
We are working on them. So, check back in the new year.
Okay.
There's going to be a lot happening in the new year. We are creating a crash course for Instagram.
Oh, exciting.
So for us newbies out there, we can do, I'm looking at doing an 8-week course where we can work together to really, really kill it and up your Instagram game.
Nice. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, this has been so interesting. I really appreciate you taking the time and talking to me about this. And I'm so glad we're on the same time zone. So it's not like I'm getting you out of bed super early.
No, I mean, I was in bed. I'm kidding. I do work from bed a lot, though.
Oh, that's so funny.
No, it's been such a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so, so much for having me today.
As usual, so many ideas, right? I'm not even gonna lie to you. I am not a huge Instagram user. I'm really not. But I do really try to post a couple of times a week. That's as much as I can do. I'm not gonna do more than that right now. So three times a week is kind of my goal. And I do follow people if I think that, they're relevant to me, but I'm not one of these people that's like got a big Instagram strategy. I really don't. So learning some of the things that I could do to still keep it simple was really great. So I really liked that. And I liked learning that only posting 3 times a week is actually totally fine. I have other people that are like, you have to do it 3 times a day. And I'm like, holy Jesus Christ, who has time for this? So I appreciated learning that and learning a few other tips that I can do to keep it simple. And if you want to get more from Jessica, just click on the links below or just head over to her website, innatestudio.co, innatestudio.co, not .com, not .ca, not .org, .co. Okay. So come on over to the Facebook group, guys, Be Snaps, where I'm going to be sharing, like I said, some major controversies in the social media arena and why I think it's really time to look at creating your own membership site that you control. Join me December 20th, this Thursday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern time to get all of that info. And again, B-Snaps, just like the podcast, B Snaps. Anyway, that is it for this episode, guys. Have a kick-ass day.